Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. It is one of the most hyped boxing matches in recent memory. There's video of Mike Tyson taking a swipe at YouTuber Jake Paul. They are going to fight tonight on Netflix. Jake Paul, by the way, who started his professional boxing career just 6 years ago. So how will it go tonight? Joining us in studio is Otto Olson of Dropout Fight Club, which is in the River West neighborhood here in Milwaukee. Thanks, Otto, for coming in.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's early, but I'm
all right, good. You're up
I'm here.
And you're at it.
I'm here, yeah.
You're watching tonight, right?
I will be watching, yeah. More so for the undercard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the real fights?
I mean, it's a real fight. I won't lie. It's a real fight, you know? You got two guys going head-to-head, throwing punches, trying to, you know, knock each other out. That's about as real as it gets.
Okay. Because there's been some question about this one, just the fact that this Jake Paul, if you don't know, anyone under 30 knows who Jake Paul is, but for those who are older than that, and he's a YouTuber, he's a social media guy, he does a lot of different things like that, and he just started fighting not that long ago.
I mean, he's committed, though. He's committed to the sport of boxing. I mean, that's what he does. He trains hard. You got to give him credit where credit's due, you know?
Sure.
A professional boxer.
So Mike Tyson obviously has way more experience, and a lot of betting folks are, you know, putting their money on him. But you say that he's committed, Paul is, Jake Paul, and I'm curious, like, how long does it take to get as good as Mike Tyson? Is 5 years enough? Like, he's 30 years younger, but, like, is 5 years enough?
There are so many questions about this fight that, let's not forget, Tyson's 58.
Right.
That's his life. That's all he's done, you know? I don't think he had any other job apart from boxing and prison, you know?
Right.
He dedicated his entire life to the sport, and he's just built different. His background is different, you know? YouTube and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that didn't even exist when Tyson was on the streets, you know? I mean, he is boxing. He's what got me into boxing.
I was going to ask you that because he's been around a long time. He is basically the iconic guy you think of, at least in this better portion of the last 50 years. You think of Mike Tyson before anybody else, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. First fight I remember kind of like sits in the back of my memory is Mike Tyson versus Frank Bruno, and that was 1989. And that's what kind of got me glued in front of the TV. That was heavyweight boxing for me.
So what does it say about the sport of boxing if they're still grabbing on to a 58-year-old boxer instead of showing up the new guys, showing up the up-and-comers?
I mean, it's show business, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's not forget, though, that this fight, even though it's sanctioned, 2-minute rounds, as opposed to 3-minute rounds.
And shorter rounds, yeah.
Heavier gloves, 14-ounce gloves.
And why does that matter?
I mean, Tyson is used to fighting in 10-ounce gloves. And that's, you know, where you spar in 16-ounce gloves with headgear. This time it's 14-ounce gloves, 8 rounds, so it's not 12 rounds. There's no title on the line. But I don't think you can still replicate getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson sparring around in headgear and 16-ounce gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't prepare yourself for that. Because the last thing that goes is the power, you know? Speed, you know? The knee brace, when I saw him holding mitts with the knee brace, that wasn't a good look, to be honest. You're going to ask me who I think is going to win eventually,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Not all.
Tyson.
You were going to say Tyson.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean.
And 90% of people think that too, so that's clearly where people are winning.
But you know, whether he win, he might not win, you know?
But if he didn't, would that be considered, okay, this is show business, like you were saying, would there be some question about the integrity if he were not to win?
What's he got to lose?
Well, you're right.
But, you know, people talk about his legacy. And I heard Tyson talking about his legacy yesterday, and he said, I don't care about my legacy. I'm dead. What does it matter? And I was thinking, you know, I don't think legacies belong to the individual. I think they belong to the people that you inspire. You know, the people that follow you or want to follow in your footsteps, you know, that's kind of something that you A and B, you know, that's the legacy that I want. So I think you lose the legacy to the, you know, like I said, to the people that like follow in your footsteps. That's who the legacy belongs to, I think.
Yeah, no one's forgetting Mike Tyson anytime soon.
No. I mean, I do worry that, you know, getting punched. I mean, Jake Paul can knock people out. It only takes one punch too, you know, and it's 58 years old. That's dangerous, you know. You get caught, whether it's 14 ounces or 16 ounces, no headgear. If you get bonked on the nose,
right,
it's going to leave a mark.
Otto Olsen joins us from Dropout Fight Club in the River West neighborhood here in Milwaukee, talking about the Netflix show tonight. The big fight is Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, who is a YouTuber who's been fighting, though, for several years now and is just a tank of a guy. Where does the future of boxing go, would you say? Obviously, MMA, the cage fighting, that's huge now. You see that a lot. I know a lot of people that watch that, that prefer that over boxing. Is there a way to bring back that iconic ringside type of boxing atmosphere that we're gonna see it tonight, but will that return, you think, like it used to be?
I think we've got to see more fights, and I think they've got to be a little bit more accessible, to be honest. You know, the Saudis are really getting involved in boxing now. And one thing that I like that they're doing is their, you know, pay-per-views are $80, $90. That's a lot of money. You know? Yeah. I just think, you know, and those guys are saying, hey, you know, let's make it available to everybody, $20. That's okay. I can, you know, that's doable. You know, kids these days, they don't have $80 to drop, you know, every week,
right,
on some title fights. But maybe, you know, this Amazon, Netflix, that's that you already have a subscription. Maybe they should start pushing these fights out and just, you're paying the subscription anyway. But I mean, at some point they have to recoup. What's Jake Paul going to get? 40 million?
Yeah,
Tyson?
40 million, yeah.
20 million?
Yep.
I mean, that's gotta, you gotta find that money from somewhere,
that's
right?
That's a lot of money.
I think it's just making fights accessible. And I think, you know, these fighters, you know, Tyson was fighting 4 or 5 times a year. You'd be lucky if you can get some of these prize fighters to fight twice a year now.
Well, we got a text from someone saying, does Tyson really need the money? Like, why even do this?
I have no idea. I have no idea what he's got in his bank account. I mean, who doesn't? Would I fight Tyson for $20 million? Sure. You know, I'd fight him for $1 million. I probably wouldn't make it very far, but $20 million? I don't think he needs the money. I don't know why he's doing it. Honestly, I don't. He doesn't need to.
How did it come about? Did Jake Paul challenge him? Like, how did this even become a thing?
I mean, who hasn't Jake Paul challenged?
Okay. Right, right.
Good point.
I'm just waiting for my call up.
Otto Olsen joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. I want to ask you about your gym. So you own Dropout Fight Club. You run Dropout Fight Club.
I do, yeah.
In River West. Doing well? Lots of people boxing?
Oh, the community's been awesome. So I opened it during COVID. So okay. We went on lockdown. And I thought, oh, what do I want to do if I get one chance to just do anything now? Because it was like a reset for everybody. So I thought, I'm just going to build a boxing gym. The thing that I was really passionate about, put all my eggs in one basket, found an abandoned warehouse, turned it into this kind of vintage kind of boxing gym. Boxing's already kind of intimidating enough. So I thought if I can set that environment to be a little bit more welcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just went bananas. Yeah, and people have keep coming back, and the subscription is great, and the community is amazing, and we do great things together.
In all ages?
All ages, yeah. Yeah, we did a kids' summer camp. I'm going to try and introduce the kids' classes a little bit more regularly now. But I wanted to take the sport of boxing and have it less box fit and teach people how to box, and then kind of like merge that into, you know, like a group workout.
Do you train many 58-year-olds?
I'm not so far off that myself. We do. Yeah, like
that's awesome.
We have a girl called Kathy, and she's in her 60s, and yeah, we have everybody.
So it really is an all ages kind of thing.
It is.
Yeah. Mike Tyson may not be done yet here.
I know. I have a place for him at my gym. You know, if things go horribly wrong, you know, I am looking for another coach, Tyson. If you wanna.
Well, make sure he hears about that. Otto Olsen from Dropout Fight Club on Wisconsin's Morning News. All right, before we let you go, you think Tyson wins?
I want him to win. Okay. I really do. But Jake Paul isn't a bad thing for boxing. Don't get me wrong.
So my question would be, so help us, the lay people here. So when we're watching the fight tonight, give us one nugget that we can say out loud and say, hey, look what I just noticed, so we look good at our parties. If we were watching it, what should we look for and what should we comment that we're seeing that you're going to be watching for tonight?
So Jake Paul has a tendency to drop his right hand. So I saw him holding mitts and he was boxing left-handed, which is weird. So he may come out as a southpaw and really confuse things. Mike Tyson's seen it all, so don't worry about that. So Jake Paul has a tendency to drop his rear hand, and Mike Tyson's punches come from the outside. He's not really a 1-2 down the middle. He's very much, you know, hooks, that bob and weave kind of style.
Okay.
Jake Paul's never been hit by a Mike Tyson, so I personally think that it could go the distance.
So if I say, great hook, oh, look at him bob and weave, I'm going to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness, right, yeah. They're going to be like, wait a second, G-Box?
No, that was great. What's the website for Dropout Fight Club?
Dropoutfightclub.com.
Perfect. That's easy to remember.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.